symbol of living together, and we can see that youth will tomorrow represent us with value.
Mugasam happens every year since 2008 thanks to collective effort elbowed by members of the Banjun community, partners and sponsors of diverse horizons.
Doris Batitato Ekwe reporting. You're listening to the 7 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. Now on to one of our top stories. Today, July 28th, is World Hepatitis Day, dedicated to raising awareness of viral hepatitis, an inflammation of the liver that causes severe liver disease. Medical doctors advise that people should stop sharing needles which can transfer small amounts of blood from one person to another in a move to prevent hepatitis. They also suggest that children should be given the first dose of the hepatitis B vaccine within 24 hours after birth. Winston Lebga discussed issues related to hepatitis B with the coordinator of the treatment center of the Boya Regional Hospital, Dr. Folefak Laura. Take a listen.
Dr. Folefak Laura, when does hepatitis B get chronic?
Any individual who tests positive for hepatitis B virus for more than 6 months after their first blood test is diagnosed to be having chronic hepatitis B infection. And this actually means that the individual's immune system was not able to get rid of the hepatitis B virus.
Is there any special diet for people living with chronic hepatitis B infection?
Well, there is no diet, I would say, that can cure the chronic hepatitis B or hepatitis B infection per se. Nevertheless, we could recommend some diets for patients. This include eating a balanced diet made up of fruits, made up of vegetables, whole grains, proteins. Overall, a balanced diet. And the balanced diet has a role in that it would boost the individual's immune system and enable them to be able to manage this chronic infection better.
Doctor, it is said that there is a period when a patient does not need to take his or her medicines. I want to know, how true is that, and what must they do to support the liver?
That all depends on whether or not they meet certain criteria, clinical and paraclinical or laboratory criteria that are put in place. For example, a patient with a low viral load is not going to start treatment at the point of diagnosis of chronic hepatitis B infection. We all know that chronic hepatitis B has no cure, and medications are intended to just help manage the situation, suppress the viral load. So if the viral load is already low, even though, yes, the patient is infected, if the viral load is already low, they are not going to need treatment at that point in time. And that's just one of the many criteria which we have to assess at the point of diagnosis to make a decision. Completely avoid any medication that is also metabolized or broken down in the liver, like paracetamol.
That was the coordinator of the treatment center of the Boya Regional Hospital, Dr. Folefak Laura, in a chat there with CRTV's Winston Lebga on hepatitis. On to news in perspective, the executive secretary of the African Synergy Against AIDS and Suffering hereby announces as follows. Under the distinguished patronage of Her Excellency, Madame Chantal Biya, First Lady of Cameroon, founding president of the African Synergy, UNAIDS Special Ambassador, the official launching of the 22nd edition of the AIDS Free Holidays campaign will take place at the headquarters of the African Synergy located in the Millennium neighborhood in Yaoundé on Wednesday, 31st July 2024 at 11 a.m. It shall be co-chaired by Dr. Manauda Malashi, Minister of Public Health, who is also the President of the National AIDS Control Committee, and Mununa Futsu, Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. The theme of this edition is No to Moral Deviances and Deprivation, Yes to an AIDS-Free Future. The AIDS-Free Holidays is a nationwide sensitization campaign on sexually transmitted injections and HIV AIDS carried out by young people during the holidays. The ruler of the Balengu Chiefdom, His Majesty Guy Elvis Ngemeni Happy, has inaugurated the Balengu Potable Water Catchment Project, funded by members of the elite within the framework of the Balengu Development Plan. The project is among many development initiatives earmarked during a forum earlier this year to improve on the living conditions of the people. Shivon Boguma of CLTV West has the details.
No more trekking for long distances to fetch water. The people of Balengu now have access to potable water within their confines. The Balengu Development Committee, led by Dr. Mbe Namgong Bless, delivered the first phase of the potable water project on behalf of members of the elite. The project is one amongst many to be executed for the welfare of the population. Alain Wanji, President of the Balengu Development Committee.
This water matter has been decided by our king with his population to make sure that water problem will be solved in Balengu. And we reduce diseases when there's enough water.
The project, financed to the tune of 32 million CFA francs by the elite, demonstrates their level of commitment and solidarity towards improving upon the living conditions of the population. Since his ascension to the throne as the 11th monarch of the people of Balengu, His Majesty Guy Elvis Ngemeni Happy has been an advocate of participatory development as recommended by President Paul Biya. Shivon Boguma, CRTV News, Balengu.
Out of Cameroon, funerals have been taking place for the victims of a rocket strike in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. At least 12 people, mostly children, were killed on Saturday when a rocket hit a football pitch in Majdal Shams. Israel has blamed Hezbollah, but the Lebanese militant group strongly denies any involvement. Earlier today, the IDF said it had conducted airstrikes against 7 Hezbollah targets deep inside Lebanese territory. And in sports, Cameroonian table tennis player Sarah Hanfo has been knocked out of the Paris Olympic Games. She was beaten by Sheng Xing from Taiwan by 4-0. Sarah Hanfo is the first Cameroonian athlete to be kicked out of the ongoing Olympic Games on account of the defeat. Our envoy to Paris, Baldwin Summer, reports.
An end of a journey for Sarah Hanfo at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games, a difficult match for Sarah, who was unable to qualify for the next round of the competition. Her opponent, Cheng Xing, dominated all the sets, imposing her supremacy, winning the first two sets 12-10 and 10-5 respectively. The third set was an easy ride, as she imposed an 11-1 win over Sarah, while confirming the fourth set winning the match 4-0. A defeat which remains difficult to accept for Sarah Hanfo.
It's a bit weird, you know, because, you know, it's the end of the world in the Olympics, but also the end of my career. 30 years of table tennis. All the memories are coming through my head right now. Very grateful regarding all the people that supported me toward the way, the coaches, the sparring partners, and above all, the family.
Sarah Hanfo becomes the first Cameroonian athlete to quit the competition, as she quickly puts an end to her international career with Cameroon.
And then I will be back for table tennis, not as a coach, but to settle some training program for the kids so that they don't go through the same obstacles that I went through during my career, and I want to give back to table tennis, so I will be back in a few months.
5 Cameroonian athletes are yet to compete, with the next to compete for Cameroon on Tuesday. Covering the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, Pino Meyebe, Olivier Kounou, Baldwin Sama on special assignments.
Thank you, Baldwin. Before we go, a reminder of our major stories. The Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Jean Barga, has urged Christians of the newly dedicated St. Mark Parish of Okuinkomo to be true ambassadors of Jesus Christ. World Hepatitis Day has been observed today, with a call on parents to ensure their offspring are given the first dose of the Hepatitis B vaccine 24 hours after birth, while cautioning people against sharing objects like needles. And out of Cameroon, funerals are taking place to mourn victims of a rocket strike that occurred in the Israeli Golan Heights. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening.